Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? Should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. Let niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yeah, you see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dawg, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause?
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. From a street perspective, I'm your host, L Boogie. We got ICE, Styles the God, T-Raw, and a super producer bringing you the funk as usual. OG the Buck. What's the deal, ICE?
What's up, baby? Nice day today.
OG the Buck, do we have a barbecue over this hot weekend? With a chance to write their own script.
Barbecue, all right, barbecue chicken for my 76. I ain't been on a Wednesday in a while, man. I wasn't able to wild out with God. Thank God for the rainy day, ain't no practice, so I'm ready to wild out. And like I always say about this time, let's go.
Street. Well, man, let's start in the streets, man, with your boy, Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen has said some things out of his mouth that I don't know if it's warranted. If, why does he wait till nine? But I'm going to just say this. Scottie Pippen has said that Phil Jackson is racist. Scottie Pippen has said things such as,
what's my man Kevin Durant? He said Kevin Durant was selfish. He said that Kevin Durant just went punch for punch, didn't understand winning. Then he goes off to say that Michael Jordan is selfish. So I'm going to start with you first, ICE. What do you think about these comments that Scottie Pippen is throwing out there about these guys?
Man, finally someone's talking about y'all God, the Jesus Christ, okay? Because guess what? He's saying that, okay? Especially about MJ, because guess what? He is selfish, man. Came in the league, shoot every shot, man, from 84 to 87. He was shooting. Yeah, he was shooting every shot. Who wanted to play with a guy who shoot every time, every other shot down? And then when he, from those times when he won, when he started winning, Scottie Pippen in those six championship runs, Scottie Pippen led the team in assists, rebounds, steals, and blocks, and was a nine-time first-team All-Defensive player in, the, in that six-year stretch when they won those championships. And Michael Jordan, of course, led the league in scoring every year. You know what I'm saying? And took the most shots. And Scottie Pippen again was the defensive player who checked the toughest players. Michael checked the second toughest player. So that I mean, he was the guy who stopped Magic. Okay, contained him. They won that championship, and everything just turned from there. He just went on up from Scottie Pippen on defense. And so I think he's right about that. And you know, he is a selfish player, man, to me. You know what I'm saying? It was all about him. But people don't want to believe it because social media is different now. You didn't see that. But the guy, he played, he is right-hand man. He know more than anybody here. We can say whatever we want. We just judge him what we think we believe. But that guy know more than anybody else know that, about Michael Jordan. Scottie Pippen would know. Okay, so I think that's fair to say that. And on the KD situation, when he went punch for punch, was, you know, he was saying that like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan wanted to go punch for punch. You know what I'm saying? You can't win like that. You got to win with team effort. Even though his foot was on the line, yeah, he had that one great game. You know, he could Kevin Durant do that every single game, score 45. No, you don't need that. You got to have team players, man. Yeah, that series, he had to do what he had to do to get there, and he went punch for punch, but that's all he was probably saying, that he didn't make his teammates better. LeBron James would have probably made that team better because he wouldn't have went punch for punch. He'd have had everybody else involved like he was when he played for the Bulls because he was a team player. And you could tell the year they won the championship, the year before Michael retired, they won 57 games and they won the championship. When he retired, Pippen, the next year they won 55 games. It was a couple of plays away from the conference finals against the Pacers, who I thought they would have beat the Pacers to get to the championship. So I think he's still on that right there too. You know what I'm saying? Because he's the LeBron James, just wasn't scoring as many points back in those days. And I can't wait till the book come out and find out who really – we know Michael Jordan, the leader. Oh, yeah, but who's the leader inside the locker room? Or he didn't kick it with him like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I found that out. They went off hang on all the time because he looked older. So we're trying to find out who – we'll really find out who was the true leader. But to lead that team in assists, rebounds, and steals, the blocks, and a nine-time first-team all-defensive player in those six championship runs tells me Scottie Pippen was a guy who was, you know, was, like, doing everything. So he got right. He do. Streets is talking, baby. It's hot today, baby. I wanted to talk about this, baby. For sure.
Wow. He's wilding out today, OG the Buck. What's your rebuttal to Ice's comments or just your take? Do you agree or disagree? What's your take about the Scottie Pippen opening up about these NBA big figures?
Man. I'm gonna start off like this, man. May 25th, 2020. That was the day, and hear me out. I ain't gonna drag on my tape. May 25th, 2020. Just remember that day right there. Okay. So we're talking about Phil Jackson, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, back in their heydays when they was doing their thing. Was that the 90s, 2000s? What I want y'all to understand, Dream Team, and I want y'all to understand, callers, that we are living in a different world right now. See, Scottie Pippen, yeah, he's trying to sell a book. He's trying to do this. You know, rest in peace to his son who passed. Guys out here fucking his wife. You know, he got a lot going on.
The street.
But in reality, he's keeping it 1,000. See, the world I live in today, remember that day I was telling y'all, May 25th, 2020? That's the day George Floyd died. Before that day,
you know, you could be racist. You could do all this racist shit that they've been doing to us for 300-400 years up until May 25th, 2020. Was Phil Jackson racist? You fucking right he was. Like 80%, 70% of white America. Back then, it was accepted. Oh, they get these guys a few million dollars, these black boys, a few million dollars, let them hoop, they'll be cool. We run this show like they do today. But see, the thing about the difference is today than it was then, you got guys speaking out on it. We ain't, you can't hide, and you can't be a racist today and hide, and we gonna shove it under the rug. Ask Drew Brees. When Drew Brees made his stance about that flag before May 25th, 2020, he had the whole world behind him. When he made that same revelation about that flag after May 25th, 2020, they spoke out against him. Malcolm Jenkins, all the, like, it's a different society we live in today. So real quick, to sum my take up, did Phil Jackson said it? He did. Is he a racist? Yes, he is. Scotty just keeping it real, bringing it to the forefront of everybody's mind. He's letting everybody know what it is today, what it was then. I applaud him for being real. I understand he's going to get the timing was incredible with his book and all, but I take the man for face value for what he said, and that's my take.
Me too. And one more thing. Robert Horry said it too. I read that just before the show started. Robert Horry said, he said something in the huddle like, listen to your master voice. He looked at him like, whoa, I'm from the South. You don't talk like that. So that was, so people, the media don't have all this stuff going on right now. So look, Google that Robert Horry thing. It's right there on the screen right now. So
I believe you. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. So, it was accepted back then.
Right. Can't do that now. So, yeah, you see a lot of things come out.
No. Not after May 25, 2020. Boogie, what you got?
I think Scotty might have shipped off some of his new bourbon because I don't know what's in y'all cup. He sits there and talk about the selfishness of Michael Jordan. How would your career would have panned out if the Chicago Bulls didn't bless you and you get selected by the Chicago Bulls? Mm-hmm. Secondly, how are you going to sit there and say that when you were speaking on, yeah, Phil may be a racist or whatnot, but you were speaking on a situation where the you say about KD about being a team player when the play was drawn up for Tony Kukoc, you didn't even want to go into the game. You wanted to grab your ball and go home if you didn't get picked up. That's the type of guy you was. That's the type of guy you is. You going to sit there and say that? When you went to those other various teams, you did nothing. You went to Portland. They got you to win a championship. What did you do in that series against the Lakers? You did nothing. Why would you wait now? Because you was very boisterous about LeBron James being better than Michael Jordan before May 25th. I don't understand it. How can you be selfish when you won six MVPs, six titles, Defensive Player of the Year, and you're a shooting guard? That's your title. You shoot the ball. You're not paid to assist. You're not paid to do anything else. You're called a shooting guard. That's what you're called. Now, Scottie Pippen, I hope your book goes well. And speaking of Robert Horry, when he says master, remember, they used to call Phil what? The Master Zen. The Master Zen. That's what that... You're reading into it too much, Robert Horry, and how come now all of a sudden you speaking out? I don't get it. The time of it, I guess you're trying to sell your book, and because of that, I don't respect it. You're selling your soul to me, Scotty. Get with us on the streets, and we can talk about it. I don't get that. Now, before we go to break.
You know your boy sold his soul, too. That guy killed me with Michael Jordan and sell his soul. Come on, man. Sold his soul. Talking about players smoking weed. Just even about telling the players they smoking weed and cocaine and like, who does that? Like, come on, Mike, what are you doing? That right there, that got me. I don't care what. How many records he scored, whatever he did. You don't still bring that out in the streets. I don't care. You don't tell nobody like that. You don't do that. Orlando Wood, which
so
his son was looking at him like, what's going on? Quentin Daly, all those guys. Come on, man.
So we rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. We say the same thing about Kobe Bryant when he did that to Shaq, right?
Wrong. Dead wrong. He was dead wrong. Kobe Bryant was dead wrong.
Okay.
He was dead wrong.
Right.
I was like,
but
huh?
Does that have
you
any...
Don't do that.
Okay, now let's get to our next.
I mean, we give him a pass if he did that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he told on. I mean,
no,
so
I don't.
That's cool. I'm just saying
as far as the selfish part, we were talking about that situation. Now, secondly, before we get to break, I'm gonna start with you, OG the Buck. The Portland Trail Blazers and Damian Lillard is getting backlash from the hire of Chauncey Billups. Chauncey Billups was in a situation where he settled out of court in 1997 up in Boston, a sexual assault case. So he's being Damian Lillard is being backlashed from that. And Chauncey Billups in the organization. Before we get a break, DB, what do you think about that, man?
1997. That had to be 25 years ago. Rape allegation. I just think, honestly, man, Dame Lillard needs to be traded. I just think he ran his course in Portland. You know what I mean? What I can't do is I can't, you know, speculate or reiterate on his thinking or why he said it or why he shouldn't have. But, you know, for Dame Lillard to be an African-American and he living in the same world we living in, and a black man get a chance to be a head coach of an NBA team, and he got an allegation in 97, I mean that kind of rubbed me the wrong way with Baby Dame. You know what I mean? You know, to the point where I can't be mad. Like I said before, with my take. I mean, I can't speak for this guy. I can't know where he come from with his heart because I guess I can guess what he stands for. But on the personal side, how I look at it, bad move, man. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had my list. I'm sure it's a list of shit that people done did and coaches done did that they done got hired. Maybe not as tough as a rape case 24 years ago, but I'm sure everybody got something on their jacket, man. Whether it's they holler at their wife, the police came out, domestic violence dispute. I mean, it's touch and go with me, man. You know what I mean? So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to rest my case. Dame Lillard needs to get out of Portland. His problems are way deeper than Chauncey Billups being hired over there in Portland. That's my take.
Street! ICE, it's an emergency. Do you think Dame needs to go from the backlash to him wanting guys who have, you know, some background issues, sexual background issues, domestic violence issues, and Portland hiring Chauncey Billups?
Well, man, like Buck said, man, this 97, man, this guy's been a great citizen the last 25 years, man. You would have never thought he even had a case like that. You know what I'm saying? And, again, it was allegations, you know what I'm saying? So from my standpoint, everybody still get a second chance in life, man. And he's been through he's been on staff, he's been on ABC, ESPN. Been on a lot of shows. I think he's one of the young up-and-coming guys, especially, you know, they try to get him as a GM, or president, they try to get him all type of things. So That means they, you know, they knew about that. Somebody spewed that. Everybody had to know about that. So he finally get a hire as a coach, man. You know, Cavaliers went out looking for him too a couple years ago, but he finally got a coach. And it's always when a black coach gets, it's always gonna be something, man. You gotta play. You try to keep Dame, and Dame probably want to leave. And then if he does leave, you know, Chauncey's gonna be stuck with nobody. But now he's there, and his backlash is coming down. I think Dame and will probably want to prove them guys wrong, man. You know, and get them a wing player. And Chauncey can come in there and get a wing player. I think Dame want to stay there. And, you know, he want to be like guy for 20 years. He's been that way since, you know, he came in the league, even in college, you know what I'm saying? Getting small when we were state. And he stayed. After his senior year, he got all these letters from all the big colleges want him. He said, no, Weber State gave him my first letter. And so that he goes deep into this support. He's been doing this all his life, okay? And he could have been a USC, whatever, but he's chose Weber because they're the first one gave him the opportunity. And he did 3-4 years there. So I think he want to stay with Portland. And I think Chauncey Billups is the guy who could get those guys the right wing player they need in the right picks that they really need for that team, man. I mean, C.J. McCollum, he's a good two guard. They might have to trade him, man. You know what I'm saying? They might have to trade him and get a wing player who's 6'8", 6'9", can shoot the three, who can defend, who can check the rent, and the Giannis and – you know, last of LeBron James, those type of guys. We need a guy who can get a Carmelo on his last leg or a Rizzo on his last leg. We got to get somebody young over there in Portland, you know, a young small four up and coming who can play that 3-4, can shoot the three, you know, and play defense, man. So I still think it's a good hire. You know, I don't think they made a mistake, but they said when they went on the backlash, now, you know, they're saying things that you got to prove them wrong. That's 25 years, been a great citizen, man. Everybody in this world gets a second chance. So I think it's all right there. It depends on if Dane want to leave or not. You know, he wanted Chauncey, so he got him. And see, again, the Steve Chaney makes some picks. Get the center, get the center out. He want to go. He trades for CJ. Somebody get you a wing player, and I think they'd be all right, man. What you think, Al?
The narrative of the situation is Chauncey Billups being hired from a 1997 civil suit. We understand now why Chauncey wasn't hired with the Cavs general manager. We understand why it was other jobs that Chauncey wasn't hired for because of that situation. But it amazes me that we cry and we somehow forget the same situation happened with Kobe Bryant. When you settle out of court, that doesn't mean that you're guilty. I've talked to my lawyer earlier today. I said, if you settle out of court in a civil suit, does that mean you're guilty of the you know, criminal charge that was pressed upon you? And my lawyer said, no. So a lot of athletes have had this situation happen to them. Case in point, look at Deshaun Watson. We don't know what to believe. So Chauncey Billups is going to get it at this point in time. A little, you know, I hope that he does well. Damon Litter, I don't think he should be traded, however, because you're the one that got Chauncey in. So you can't be. You have to go through the fire with him. I'm pretty sure you're hip to the situation. So I don't – the fans need to be criticized, but that's the way of the world. And we know that. And OG the Buck said it. Since May 25th, 2020, come back. We're going to talk Eastern Conference and Western Conference Finals. I want to give a shout-out to the callers, man. I see you, BJ. Ruski, the chef. Steve Mack, Cass down in Delaware. I see you, B-Dub. And as always, world, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. It's Wild Out Wednesday. Street.
Never thought that we would be living the dream. Living the dream. dreaming.
We the best music.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
Hear ye, hear ye. Only kings stand near me. Silicon Valley money mixed with Henny, that's a Fendi. Half a century almost, slice the green like a lawnmower. Till we all on, never fall off, hear a boss talk. You don't hear me, that's your loss. Winner in life, fuck a coin toss. I'm Coinbase, basically cryptocurrency Scarface. Join us, there's gotta be more of us. I'm from the ghetto, what location? 2 seconds from the devil, I live heavenly. In Cabo, with a Mexican sombrero. Drink heavily, health is wealth. Look at wealth in me, wipe your nose. History, my type of clothes. Miss me with the hate. Help so many people get cake. Whips and cream for the crew. No other weed that think fast. The time I spit this, I started some other business. Came from the pitching. Cane in the kitchen. Dangerous missions. Wasting your time if you want my forgiveness.
Sorry, not sorry. Don't mind me, I'm living the dream. Living a dream, yeah. Came from nothing, where the thought that we would be. Living a dream, living a dream, yeah.
Sorry, that's another beat. Haters still ain't recover from the other beat. That's a double B, now that's a triple B. Can't forget about the other B.
Hey.
It's white gloves for me. Hater know not to touch me, I'm with the fuckery.
Fuck with me.
Humbly. Nah, respectfully. I'm a project, baby, fuck y'all expect from me.
Technically.
America's disrespect for me. You killed Christ, you created religion. Unexpectedly. Circular ice on Japanese whiskey. On my mezzanine. Overlooking the city of angels. The angel invested in things. Unprecedented run. Everybody's getting banned. We just dance to different drums. I like who I become. Intermittent fasting, but these meals I'm not missing none. Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Don't mind me, I'm living a dream. Living a dream, yeah.
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, I'm your host L Boogie. I got T-Row, Styles the God, ICE, and the engineer super producer, OG the Buck. We in the building, baby. We sorry, but not sorry. Shout out to David Fizdale for being assistant coach for the Los Angeles Lakers. He got picked up. LeBron James, I'm pretty sure, had a lot to do with that. Shout out to my man LeBron. Shout out to Carmelo Anthony for getting the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar award. Man, shout out to old Melo. We back in the building. We've been talking about Scottie Pippen and his, you know, his book, what he's been saying. Wow. You know, Selfishness of Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson, a racist. And KD, not a team player. Streets. And the backlash of Damian Lillard, man. Getting old Chauncey. Old Chauncey. And we know what happened in Minutes to Society. We know that old line. But we know Chauncey's not like that. You know what I mean? So,
old faggot ass
shout out to Chauncey. Yeah, yeah, man. So, but now, Streets, World. NBA Eastern Conference Finals, Trae Young, old Ice Trae, was ruled out last night, didn't play. You know what I mean? Lemon Pepper Lou came in and helped the Atlanta Hawks tie the series 2-2. I'm going to ask you, ICE, first. We know Giannis went down in the third quarter. They were down 10. You want to go first? Let's go with T-Row first. They were down 10. Giannis hyperextended his knee.
what do you think about moving forward? The best two out of three. And shout out to the chef, man. He still got Atlanta winning that series. He said that even before the, you know, before Giannis getting hurt. So shout out to chef, man. It's tied, chef. So you in the building, baby. T. Rizzy, what you think about this series moving forward with Giannis being hurt? The diagnosis is negative, no structural damage, but he's day-to-day and questionable for tomorrow's game.
I just don't understand how Uncle Luke come off the bench on all these teams. That dude is a superstar. That dude can score
he's played
on anybody.
80, listen to this, Ro. He's played 87 playoff games, and that was his first start.
His first start. Who in the hell would – I don't know what these coaches thinking. I get it. You need a firecracker to come off the bench. I get it. But I don't get it. Because Lou is better than 40, at least 65% of the guards that's in the league today. Okay? And that boy know how to score. For a minute, I didn't even know where Uncle Lou was. I didn't know he was with the Hawks until the playoffs started, to be honest with you. And then he wasn't even looking good during the playoffs. But you put him in a star position and you see what happens. So for me, Trey, you would have to go to the two. Uncle Lou, you got to definitely be starting in this here series, man. That's the key. Man, look, I give it to the Greek Freak. He pretty good. Chris Middleton, I'm almost like OG the Buck with I don't mess with the black and mild, but he keeps showing up. So I don't know about Chris Middleton. I mean, damn, man, it's just hard. But for Atlanta to blow them out by 20 last night, it's over now. Hey, hey. It's all over, baby. If that boy Giannis don't play, if the Greek Freak don't play, man, look, close the curtains, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, what, Mr. Sandman, bring your cane. You're going to hook one of these boys by their neck and drag their ass off the stage. This shit over with, man. If the Greek Freak don't play, they don't even need Trae Young, Atlanta Hawks. Because you saw they beat them boys by 20 without Trae Young. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Talk to me, ICE. Going on over there between Milwaukee and Atlanta, man.
Man, I was highly disappointed, man. The coaching staff of Milwaukee, Giannis, Drew Holiday, Middleton. I don't know where. I don't know if once they came on the court, I don't know if the coach staff knew who that he was out. I don't know if they knew about Lou Williams, this a three-time six-man award winner, one of the best scorers in the NBA. And he went down as the point guard, and he played like Trae Young. He shot efficient, 7-for-9 from the field. He had 8 assists. The team had 26 assists. Okay. Everybody was touching the rock. Everybody, even college didn't even have a good game. It was just the other role players, man. It was the coaching, you know. It was the coaching, man. And while Kyrie and talking, you don't need coaches. You need coaching. You know, he Budenholzer was he was out coached by Nate McMillan by far, man. You know, and that just goes to show you, man, that Milwaukee is if they were to get to the championship game, man, this game let me know. This team is, they won't even win. They ain't winning. So right now, if he's not healthy, they ain't got a chance. They ain't got a chance. And I'm just upset with the coaching staff and everybody, man, and how they came out. They're supposed to jump on them from the get-go. They shoot threes. No, man. Oh, train playing. No, Lou Williams was fishing. He's legit. They went, and his first time starting 89 playoff games, man. He had I mean, for him, it was a classic game. You 7-for-9 from the field. You got 8 dimes, man. 8. That's nothing. Anytime you get 20 points, 8 assists, you balling. That's my point guard. That's what I want to see every game. And for that game, he came out, stepped up big. And I think that momentum is going to swing towards Atlanta's way. Trey going to get his stuff together, man. And I don't think he's coming back off this injury just like that. And he's not going to be affected. I think how he landed, man. It's going to take about a week or so to get that, 2 weeks to get that all the way together. and I just don't think it's enough time, man. I'm taking Atlanta to win this series, man. Ice Trey for sure in the house, man. But Sweet Lou, you know, he came up big, man. And, you know, big ups to him, man. And the role players, man, they came up big. What's his name? Herder, the shooter. Yeah, he was big, you know. So, you know, they got shooters over there too, man. You know, and they even played Redis. You know, Redis didn't even play. Cam Redis ain't played a lot this year. You know what I'm saying? But he came off the bench and had like 12 points yesterday. You see what I'm saying? Like, he was ready. You know what I'm saying? Whoever the coaching staff, they had him ready. The bench, some guys that played Holly Nunn this year, man, in the playoffs. But Cam Redis came through on the bench as another shooter. So they came through, man. I thought it was an excellent game by Atlanta Hawks, man. I think they're going to win the series. What you think, LB?
Hold on, let's get OG the
Buck.
OG the Buck, Middleton still don't get no play in your ride?
Uh-oh.
We don't smoke no black and mild. I can't stand Middleton. Let me tell you a thing about Middleton. You brought his name up. Middleton played 36 minutes yesterday. 36 minutes and gave us 16 points. Now, let's just take a look at that. 36 minutes, 16 points, and you ask me, do we get any play in my ride? Nah. Let's give credit to the Atlanta Hawks coaches. Like my colleagues already said, they was able to put everybody in the game. Everybody played. Everybody scored but three people. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We got 6 people in double figures. Like you said, Cam Reddish probably had the game of his career, 12 points. Capella, 15. Herder, 15. Bogdanovich, 20. And old Gallinari, he had 10 points, but you just fool, he had 20. He was giving up them buckets. I just got to believe, honestly, fellas, that the Bucks was out-coached. Now, let me tell you something so ironic about this, and I know y'all already know it. The game came on yesterday, and everybody said, man, ain't going to be no Trae Young. Ain't going to be no Trae Young. The Hawks about to get blew up.
Yep.
One,
I said it.
I know I did. I wasn't even going to watch the game. I said, man, it's going to be a blowout. But when I saw Giannis Antetokounmpo, I wish Dave L was on here because he said his name so cold. Nephew said it so cold. I wish Giannis. Understand what he did, fellas. We talk about setting the tone of the game. 2 air balls from the free throw line after taking 15 seconds to shoot it. The momentum was set early, fellas. The momentum was set early. They took the life out of them guys when it started. You could just tell with the momentum how they was playing, man. Then Giannis goes down. Oh, Giannis. Worst thing that could have happened. I'm glad Boogie said it because I didn't know what he was diagnosed with. Basically, he's good to go. Probably got some swelling. And he go and it's day to day. I'm glad to hear that because it looked worse than that. Looked like that boy snapped all the way back for a big guy like that. You know, Sixers was my team. I always thought the Hawks was overrated anyway when they knocked my guy. I just can't believe they made it this far. Miami knocked them the first series in the bubble last season. I don't got it, man. And without Giannis, like everybody said, Bobby Q. And that's my take.
Boo me. Boy, I know your cup is over full, boy. Boy, I know you got something to say about them Bucks. Talk to me.
First of all, I'm going to say, remember what we're dealing with. Your killer on your team is P.J. Tucker. He doesn't usually have the ball, so how can he facilitate or lead by example on let's while we have them down,
let's go up 3-1 without their best player. So that's number one, players. Number two, as your coaching staff, you guys are right, very out-coached in game four. Nate McMillan pushed the right buttons with Cam Reddish coming in, giving you 12. And by Donovan, let's remember, guys, he was supposed to sign with the Bucks. Just imagine if he was on the Bucks. But they got caught with Tampa when they couldn't get him. Then Atlanta got him. And leading up to game four, he scored a total. In three games, he scored a total of 16. And last night, he had 20 points. The boy Herder. I mean, let's give credit to the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks making these wheels and deal trades. He was willing and dealing in my Ric Flair voice. Woo! You know what I mean? So trading for, you know, for Lou for Rondo. I mean, and Lou, like you said, I see very efficient, man, for the game. He was a plus 15, three from the three, 7-9 total. I mean, 5 rebounds, 8 assists. Shout out to Lou. You know what I mean? He did not try a lot. So the boy, Akumu, I mean, he played 15 minutes and got you 7 points off the bench. And we're not even talking points, just his defense. And but only thing, though, guys, we know this is the NBA. And this year has been great drama. Just when you think Atlanta Bucks is barbecue chicken, they're going home for game five. They're sleeping in their own bed this time. And I think they role players come back and help them get game five and put the pressure back on Atlanta. Because I think Atlanta's a young team. I know Nate's been doing a great job. The Bucks get game five. I think Middleton comes through. I think Holiday is going to make it a holiday. Tomorrow night, it's going to be throwback Thursday. Watch what they do. They will win game five and force a game six. It's going to go seven, fellas. And I think that Milwaukee has more star power than Atlanta. Middleton is getting paid too much money. Drew Holiday is getting paid too much money. They're going to have to show their worth without the Greek Freak, because I think it's a Kawhi Leonard situation. We will not see him no more in the playoffs. So moving forward, it's going to be tough, but I think Milwaukee prevails and still win the series. Street! Woo-hoo! Hey, man. Hey, OG the Buck. Can we get some Meek Mill, man, to represent Philly, man? Because today, William Cosby got freed from the penitentiary. Shout out Bill Cosby, man.
Say, oh, man. My God.
Hey, man, we got to give, you know what I mean? Shout out to old Bill, man. When we come back, we're going to talk Western Conference. We're going to get our callers in. Callers, please stay on the line. We hope that the show is high for you. If you're working out, you're chilling, you know what I mean? Doing what you do, we appreciate you calling in. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street.
I just pray Bobby forgive me, ain't see my son in a while. I go and pick him up from school to see him fucking smile. Somebody save me, save me. Tryna please a bitch that almost drove me crazy. I was breaking bread with niggas that was shady. I said I would never change, but shit, it changed me. Somebody save me, save me. 23 and 1, it almost drove me crazy. In a cell all alone, can't let it faze me. I just wanna make it home to see my baby. I fell in love with these streets, I seen 100,000. Bustin' choppers selling dope, I went to running wild. Threw a drum up in my 40, shoot 100 times. 200,000, my cousin Case to see his daughter smile. Somebody save me, save me. All this leaning, all this verse gon' drive me crazy. I see niggas switching sides like they kiddy. I can't let it kill my vibe, cause I'm too wavy. This is what I wanted, I'ma own it. Anything I ever said, I'm standing on it. Got my dog in the feds, he turning for me. I just pray that he don't say some shit to harm us. Amen. I fell in love with these streets, I seen 100,000. Started fucking bad bitches, I went running wild. I just pray Poppy forgive me, ain't see my son in a while. I go and pick him up from school to see him fucking smile. Somebody save me, save me. Tryna please a bitch, it almost drove me crazy. I was breaking bread with niggas that was shady. I said I would never change, but shit, it changed me. Somebody save me, save me. 23 and 1, it almost drove me crazy. In the cell all alone, can't let it faze me. I just wanna make it home to see my baby. One time my dog tryna lie me, must've lost his mind. When you know how we get down when niggas cross the line. Now I hate to be the one that gotta call his mom. That money mixed up with that greed, it happen all the time. If I can't trust you, fuck you. Know that money ain't a thing, I tell them touch you. Know them boys gon' bust your brain, I push your button. To make it home to see my son, know I'm gon' crush you. Cause that's important, to keep it a hundred. I just wanna make it home to see my youngie. Move my family out the ghetto, all I want is. Let me dancing with the devil chasing his money. Hey, man. I fell in love with these streets, I seen 100,000. Started fucking bad bitches, I went running wild. I just pray Poppy forgive me, ain't see my son in a while. I go and pick him up from school to see him fucking smile. Somebody save me, save me. Tryna please a bitch, it almost drove me crazy. I was breaking bread with niggas that was shady. I said I would never change, but shit, it changed me. Somebody save me, save me. 23 and 1, it almost drove me crazy. In a cell all alone, can't let it faze me. I just wanna make it home to see my baby. And I'm so tired of making moves and gotta keep the tools. Gotta hide it from my son, I pick him up from school. On them papers with it, some would tell me I'm a fool. But all these hate niggas wanna see me on the news. And they debating on a nigga if I'm gon' win or lose. About this paper, I seen real niggas forget the rules. And I can't trust these bitches, I know they gon' pick and choose. No, I can't trust these bitches, I know they gon' pick and choose. I fell in love with these streets, I seen 100,000. Started fucking bad bitches, I went running wild. I just pray Poppy forgive me, ain't see my son in a while.
It's
I go and pick him up from school to see
him fucking smile. Talk show with a twist of hip-hop. From a street perspective, a bitch, I'm your host, crazy. L Boogie. I got T Rizzy. Style for God, ICE. And the OG, the Buck, the super producer of the show. Hey man, shout out to Pennsylvania Supreme Court. They saved him. They saved old Bill. He can come home and see his baby. Ha ha! Street! Hey callers, please stay on the line. Next segment is yours. You know what I mean? You can say what you want to say, do what you want to do. We one of the hottest sports talk shows on the internet. Speaking of that, callers, if you want to go back and listen to this show, it's blogtalkradio.com, category sports, and you put in the search box, that's DA, the streets is talking, man. You can listen to any of our shows. We hotter than fish grease. That's word bind, man. We listen to in Australia, Spain, Turkey, Poland. My goodness. Streets.
Nope.
Hey, man. Now we got to go to that left coast. We got to go to that left coast. And Ty Lue, can he do it again? Hey, man. PG-13 looked like what he called himself. Nobody gave him that name. He looked at like playoff piece. And I'm going to go to you first, bro. If you're the Suns, are you panicking? Or do you think they close it out tonight? Is Ro there? He jumped in the Uber.
Jumped in the Uber real quick, Bob.
ICE, is it in case of emergency for the Sun? Are they in trouble? Should they be panicking?
Ooh, man. You know, man, I thought Reggie Jackson played baseball was Mr. October. But, man, I got a new guy named by Mr. Reggie Jackson, man, and he Mr. June this time around, man. That's the key to this whole series, man, because he has stepped up to, once Kawhi Leonard went down, man, this guy became a number two guy And since he's been out in seven games, he has scored 20 points every game. And the only game he didn't score 20, he had 19. He averaging 22 a game, you know, since Kawhi's been down. So Paul George been, you know, he's been doing his thing. He's been classic. He's been great. But everybody know you need somebody, a Robin, to be consistent in the playoffs. And he's more consistent than Middleton in the playoffs, this series right here, the last couple of series. He's been every game, he's getting you 20 points. He ain't got to worry, or home or away, don't matter. So I feel bad for Chris Paul because we all love Chris Paul, man. But if he don't win this game right now, because right now everybody had expected Clippers to win it anyhow, but Kawhi was there, and then everybody was thinking playoff P, went playoff P. Now he ain't turned into playoff P. Chris Paul, did he up one? He need to steal this game tonight, or do I think his legacy is going to be on the line? I would say so. You know, everybody thought it would be a seven-game series, so we're going to stick with the seven games, but be up 3-1. It can't get down. I mean, it can't go back into L.A., into Phoenix, but down. Neil lost two straight games, and Chris Paul is going to be ugly on you right now. But I think if they play together today, if the big man can come in, I don't think Cousins is going to have a great game like he did in his last game, but he's playing for a contract. Batum, but I ain't seen Batum play like this in about the last four or five years, okay? And all these guys just playing good lately, and you got to get credit to Tyronn Lue, a coach who can coach. I don't know, he put a button for whoever, Marcus Morris. He over here balling like, shooting like he mellow over there, man. I'm like, wow, he got 25, 27. Come on, man. So you got to be the coach, too. Everybody's stepping up. It's a team effort, man. And that's why I can't understand why people always want these guys to score 40. Yeah, that's great, but I don't want to be playing on a team where I got to watch you score 47, then the next guy 17, then 8 and 9 and 13. Well, these guys, they're playing balanced basketball, 27, 26, 22, 14, 15, 12. That's balanced, man. They're playing their role. But I would say Reggie Jackson has been the big key factor out of all of this, because he ain't stepped up big time, and he planned for a contract. He only make $2.8 million this year. You know, somebody gonna snatch him up, and he's a baller. He's been in the conference finals before at a young age with OKC. Been a starter in the league for years. So he playing right now at a high level. And if he continue to play like that, I think they can win this series, man. They can win this game tonight. And the streets is hot right now. Chris Paul, you better put him away. A Booker better come up big. So, you know, it's the role players. It's always the role players, guys. What you think, baby?
OG the Buck, your Clippers, what do you think about tonight?
Oh, man. My guys. I want to say one name to my colleagues, man. And Ice, I'm surprised that you didn't bring it up in your take. I'm sure Boogie was gonna bring it up in his. Boogie Cousins came in and had a phenomenal first half for us. Not only did he put in 15 points, but Boogie Cousins, with that wide body, with his basketball IQ, he was able to defend. You caught him on mismatches with him and Chris Paul, and he was doing it, you know what I mean, staying in front of keeping Chris Paul in front of me. Boogie Cousins was a very big, integral part of the Clippers winning the other day. Only played 11 minutes. I said it best, Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson is going to have to continue to give us buckets. He put up 23 the other day. We're going to need another 23 out of you, Reg. Definitely. And I'm gonna throw another guy out at you, and I'm gonna move on to the Suns side of the ball. Marcus Morris, the twin, he hit 22. See, it's like if Marcus Morris, Reggie Jackson, can give us 25 points apiece, and I know that's a lot. If they can give us 25 points apiece, seeing that Kawhi ain't here, because Kawhi takes shots, but Marcus Morris and Beverly can take them shots, they give up 25 apiece, give us 50 points. Boogie give me 70% of what he just gave us. I like my Clippers a lot.
One thing I'm gonna say before I move on with the Suns is, you know, you can't give yourself no nickname. You know, when I was coming up, man, I hated my real name. I could be like, man, call me D, man, or call me Lil D, or call me. It never would stick. My childhood friend gave me the nickname Buck, and it stuck from his gave them. Paul George, you can't nickname yourself. Somebody else got to give it to. What you doing is you jinxing yourself. He definitely has 41 points in 41 minutes the other day. Thank you, Paul. But you can't give yourself a nickname. Real quick on the Suns side of the ball. Man, this guy gets no play in my ride either, but I got to throw him out real quick, man. The guy, Jay Crowder. He's so up and down with his game. He hit a couple of threes. Ooh. You would think he was Larry Bird or somebody. Man, that chump gave him 4 points. That chump gave him 4 points last game in 27 minutes. Get out of here. No playing all right. Not on this show. Chris Paul, 22. If Chris Paul and Devin Booker, listen to me, y'all. Devin Booker got to have 40 points tonight. I mean, he got to have 40 points if he's going to win this game. You hear what I'm saying to y'all? Put it on red. Book it. Book it. 40 points in order for them to win tonight. Of course, who I'm going with, if you already know who I'm going with, but I just make it official, I'm going with my Clippers, and that's my take.
Street. Man. I tell you what, the narrative is, you know, the way Chris Paul go is the way the team go, and you know, why should we always put it on Chris Paul? Because, you know, Devin Booker plays, you know what I mean? He didn't have a great game. He went 9 for 22. You know what I mean? DeAndre Ayton, 5 for 9. He only tested 9 times. And I told someone, it's on Chris Paul because he dictates shot selection, pace. If I'm Monty Williams, I'm telling Chris Paul, man, you coaching too much on the floor. Let's play with pace. Mr. Payne in his ankle, I don't know if Monty really trusts him right now because of that. But I think you should play him more because of the pace. I think you get better open looks for Ayton and Booker. So with that being said, Chris Paul must, once again, he has to push the pace for the Clippers, for the Suns to win tonight. For the Clippers, it's the same as always. The way Paul George go, it's the way the Clippers go. Yes, Reggie Jackson had his points. But when you need a bucket, he had 41 important points. See, Mr. Morris, Mr. Jackson, they gave it to you early and often. But in that third, when you needed it on the road, the superstar was a superstar. And, you know, Boogie Cousins, he came out saying, why do we, you know, criticize Paul George? Hey, you're no different than LeBron James, and he's the best player on the planet to most. So if he's getting criticism for everything that he do, you have to also accept it as well, especially with these contracts. So that being said, once again, PG-13, he has to go for 40. He has to. Reggie, you know, like you said, 20 or more timely buckets, though. Marquise Morris Sr., timely buckets, you know. And what did Tyronn Lue do that the Cavs did? And I'm surprised at you being a basketball guy. What did Mr. Lue do to the Golden State Warriors and their best player, and he's their worst defender? They put Devin Booker in the pickle. They making him play defense, and it's taken away from his offense. So we have to give him a little credit with that. Wherever Booker at, they booking him. Usually it's the other way around. But they making him play D, and shout out to Patrick Beverly, man, making it tough. He can't stop Devin Booker, but he sure can contain him. I got the Clippers tonight. That being said, I think it's going to go seven. We'll be on Saturday talking about who's playing in the finals. So real quick, OG the Buck, Ice, you got to give your final alliance of who's coming out the West. Because Saturday we will have a Western Conference winner. Who's coming out the West? ICE, Suns, Clippers. We know where OG the Buck going with the Clippers. Who you got?
Hello?
ICE, you there?
Yeah.
Who you got? Suns, Clippers
said?
Coming out the West.
He got LeBron James, man.
Man, I'm hoping Chris Paul can make it, but I'm going with for the series. I'm gonna go with the Phoenix, man, for the series. But tonight I'm going with the Clippers.
That's what's up.
It's going. I hope it goes seven just for drama. I'm going to go Suns. I went to school out there. I reside out there at times. So I'm going, my heart is with the Suns. Sorry, OG the Buck, my best friend. I got to go with the Suns, and I hope Chris Paul can get there and get him one. It's going to be real interesting. Streets, when we come back, oh, my goodness, the cages is rattling. We got callers who want to get in, man. Can't wait, man. And as always, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. It's Wild Out Wednesday. And who that? It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. We in the building, baby. Let's go.
Okay.
I keep trying to tell y'all, man. We do this. It's the Streets is Talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got T-Roll, Styles the Guy, ICE, OG the Buck, every Wednesday, 7 p.m. and Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. We in the building, baby. Streets. We've been talking the backlash of Damian Lillard, wanting Chauncey Billups and his past history. Now he's the coach of the Portland Trail Blazers. Is this forcing Dame out of there? The streets want to know. Scottie Pippen, in his book, he's coming out saying these things about MJ. Publicly, he said something about KD. Calls Phil Jackson a racist. Why now? Why wait till now? We've been talking Eastern and Western Conference Finals. Shout out once again to Carmelo Anthony for getting the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Award. Shout out to Bill Cosby. He's free now. Free Bill.
Street.
Hey, man.
Now
it's time to get in the... No. it's that time of the show. We about to get it in. Man, all time listener. You know what I mean? We get him in when he can, man. He always on the go, man. He's with the youth, man. He got his organization, man, his nonprofit True Indeed, you know, assistant coach out there in Chandler High School, nationally. Powerhouse, man, maybe the best high school football team in the state of Arizona, man. We got him on the line. Our man's in there. Rusky, you in the building, baby.
What's happening, boys? What's going on with you?
Big guy,
baby.
My guy. That's my guy right there.
It's good to be on, man. It's good to hear everybody's voice. You know, God is good because you guys are still, you know, making a difference. You're being heard and all that, man. God is just good because he's you know, continuing this, you know, for you. So, I don't claim to be a Christian. I believe in God completely. Okay. I've got to go because when I came on, you guys were talking about, you know, Chauncey Billups going to Portland. And I got all kinds of respect for Chauncey Billups, especially what he did to my Lakers, you know, was that 06, 07, something like that? You know, Chauncey Billups went off in MVP.
Big Shot.
Oh, my God. You know, he's like Big Shot Rob, you know. But here's my problem that I have, man, is, and Buck, you alluded to this a little bit. We all got a little bit of dirt on us, you know. So why are we casting stones? Who said you didn't have no sin on you? I mean, from what I read biblically, he who was out without sin cast the first stone. And when that happened, everybody dropped their stones and walked away because everybody's got some sin on them. So, you know, now, granted, I don't know Dane to be in any problems, any trouble, none of that type of stuff. I don't know. I haven't done my research on it. But my thing is this, is that when somebody comes along for an opportunity, if you don't like them, say you don't like them. You don't bring up their past. You don't do that, you know, because once again, everybody has a little dirt on them. So I don't necessarily agree with it. If you don't like the hire, then say I don't like the hire. Trade me, get rid of me. I respect that. But when you bring up a man's past, when all he's done is big things for his community, for his high school in Colorado, you know, for the University of Colorado, all he's done is big things since 1997 when this happened. Okay, so. He has, like Kobe, he has, like Kobe, you know, been forgiven for his sin. You know, so leave the man alone, you know, and learn to work with him or not. Be a professional and move on. Sometimes I think our athletes, man, you know, I know we talk about white privilege. I also think sometimes, man, that there's also rich privilege, okay, that I can say and do whatever I want because I've got money. So to this, I run into Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen now wants to be relevant. Scottie Pippen hasn't been relevant, okay? So his book comes out, and he wants to say these things so that now we start talking about Scottie Pippen. All right, so now Scottie Pippen's relevant because of his book. Well, Scottie Pippen's relevant because he has championships. I don't understand why he can't just rest on that. Why do we have to say these things about Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan? Like Boo said, you know, why you want to bring it up now? Why now? Why didn't you say that stuff a long time ago? Why didn't you say it during the championship run? Why didn't you bring that type of stuff out? But because you're not relevant, because nobody's talking about you. Okay, everybody's talking about Mike and Phil and you know, Scotty's second or third on the list. So now he wants to be relevant. He wants to be talked about. I just don't like it, man. I really don't. It's a part of sports, and when brothers do it, it really, 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 really rubs the wrong way, man. Because they're blessed. They're blessed. They're making millions of dollars, man. Their kids got money, you know. All of us on this show right now, our kids going to have to work. They're going to have to work, you know, unless something big happens for us, you know, between now and the time, you know, God calls. So to me, fellas, hey, it's all about character. It's all about character, man. You've been blessed just like we've been blessed. Like you guys are blessed to have this show every single night. You don't come on and talk about somebody else's show. You know, you respect everybody else and what they're doing, and you need to be respected for what you're doing. Enough said.
Street. Is that Ski Mask?
Man, that's the Ski Mask, man.
Hey, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I'm going to leave you with this, Russ, because I know you got it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to try to get some other callers in. Let me ask you this. You're out there in Arizona. What's the pulse of the city, and who you have winning that series?
The pulse of the city is the sun. You see it happening, you know, every time there's a game, you know, in American Airlines Arena. You know, it's frenzy. It's a straight-up frenzy around this piece. But here's my thing, and you touched on Chris Paul, which you know, 100% correct. Pace. But if Devin Booker is going to be legendary, he has to do it on defensive end. He has to do it on the defensive end, okay? Ty Lue is smart, very, very smart. He knows who plays defense. He knows who doesn't play defense. He knows who's in shape to play defense, to play offense, okay? If it is that I'm going to be a disciple of Kobe Bryant, you got to understand, Kobe Bryant made all defensive team how many times? Anybody got that?
Nine, ten,
something like that, right?
Yeah, something
so
like that.
You got to be able to play both ends of the floor, okay? If you're gonna be legendary, you got to make it happen on the defensive end. You have to, you know. And I'd love to see Devin Booker. I'd love to see the Suns go ahead and do it, man. You know, I'm a Laker fan, but I'd love to see the Suns go ahead and make it happen. You know, and Buck, I love you, man, but I, yo, your Clippers on the other side of the hallway, bro. And for there to be, you know, a Clippers banner up there with the Lakers banner, man, I got a problem with that. I really got a problem with that. But
they got a Clippers banner up there. That better be for Earl and Pearl.
But you know, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna take Phoenix in seven. Okay, but the Clippers are gonna win this one tonight because Devin Booker's not ready defensively. His mindset's not ready defensively. You know, it's not. He's gonna have to in the off season. he's going to have to work to be legendary. You know, that's just my take on it. That's just my take.
The ref be cheap.
Yo. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend
to tell a friend
to tell a whole tell lot a- of girlfriends. Street.
Yeah, man. I love you,
got,
you brother,
hey,
man. Keep doing what you want.
No doubt. T-shirt in the mail, man, tomorrow. Stay on the line.
Okay.
We got some other callers who want to rebuttal you. You know what I mean? So
go
please
ahead.
Stay on the line.
Yeah. Except,
hey, man.
Not this weekend,
we got,
but next weekend.
We got an all-time caller, man. He's from the land. And I know he wanted to speak on it, on the Scottie Pippen talking about MJ and all these things in the playoffs, man. All-time caller, all-time listener. Our man's in them. D-Mac. D-Mac, you in
uh-oh.
The building, baby?
What's good, fellas? You know I am, Boo Meeks, man. I ain't been in a minute, but y'all know I be listening, man. I'm out here in these streets, man.
No doubt, no doubt. Man, what's
D-Mac
your take on tonight's show? What's on your mind?
Hey, so, oh, man, the show hot, man. But right now, just to put it out there, I'm listening to that boy Future. While we got some people out here hating on MJ and Phil and everybody else, I don't see this lame, this bump coming out here talking about Future. You know what I'm saying? And we all know what Future did to his wifey. You know what I'm saying? Talk about Future, man. Get your home together first before you get to talking about everybody else. So you make sure. Well, I was in and out. So make sure on the next break, Boo Meeks, make sure we play some Future. You know what I'm saying? Walking around in my Gucci flip flops. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. But hey, man, my boy Ice, man, you know I love my big bruh to death, man. But come on, man, MJ, man, he the greatest of all time, man. He the GOAT, man. You know what I'm saying? That dude made Scotty who he was. Let's not forget how Scotty used to get pumped by the Cavs and the Knicks, and everybody used to dog. Let's talk about it, Dale McDaniels, when he stepped to him and stuff, and MJ had to step up for him. And I want to say I think Scotty is cute. I don't know how he became a cute. You know what I'm saying? But, man, Mike made Scotty, man. Let's talk about when Scotty set up there and took things personal and all this stuff and then played because of money and all that stuff. MJ ain't never got paid the money that all these other players get nowadays, but he came there and he played every day. Scotty wasn't no type of leader, man. Boo Meek said it himself. Man, when they drew up the play for Tony Kukoc, he set out the game, man. That ain't what leaders and what people do. Come on, Ice, man. You know this, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, I just can't believe Scotty coming out doing all this. I think he want his book to sell, and he wants some type of shine. Because guess what, y'all? A Robin will never be a Batman. Kyrie Irving ain't going to never be LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? You got people that play second fiddle, and that's who he was. He was a second fiddle player. Now, when Mike retired, Scotty stepped up and was doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? But who made Scotty who he was? Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson. And Scotty didn't take them nowhere. When Mike came back, he came back later in the season. Then they won three more. That was because of MJ, not because Scotty Pippen. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about MJ going to the finals six times and Scottie Pippen winning. Scottie Pippen ain't never won no MVP. Mike won MVP. Mike won MVP and defensive player. I said that.
Damn,
and I didn't get on your ice, man. I love you, big bro. You said Scottie always checked the best player. No, the hell he did not. He did not check the best player until later on, until Mike's career. And Mike still was checking the number two player or checking the best two guard in the league, man. So let's not sit up there and say, like, he was some type of all-time great defensive player or he would have won defensive player of the year, like MJ won defensive player of the year. You know what I'm saying? I agree with Ice because this ain't all about big bro Ice. But I agree, man. People need second chances in this world. And once again, That's the problem with us black people. You know what I'm saying? Hating on each other, man. And that's what made me want to get in today, man, when I flew a kite, man. It's like, come on, man. Can we all stick together, man? Can we? I never heard this about Chauncey until tonight. I never knew Chauncey had that, but nobody's perfect out here, man. You know what I'm saying? People make mistakes, and we all know how these brawls are. You know what I'm saying? So Dame Lillard, that motherfucker better not never, ever get in trouble. Never. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be the first person to bash his ass. You know what I'm saying? And I agree with the last caller and everybody else. If you don't want to be in Portland, get out. And I also agree with the last caller. This dude been the face of the franchise. Everybody know that Chauncey is a no-tolerant player, man. He like an L Boogie, man. He get on the court. He run the point. He's a true leader, man, and it's in him. So he going to hold that dude accountable, man. And that motherfucker Dame Lillard don't want that. You know what I'm saying? He want a soft-ass coach or somebody in there who he can run over. Chauncey ain't that type of cat, man. You know what I'm saying? That dude played with dogs, man. That dude would play with dogs, man. He played in Detroit, man. He worked hard to get to where he at, man. And somebody going to, you know, give him a chance. And guess what? Chauncey won, man, people wanted him to be GMs and Cleveland and all this stuff. He'll get somebody in. Everybody fucking replaceable, man. I don't give a damn. The show don't stop running because of nobody else. You know what I'm saying? He leave, he leave. You know what I'm saying? They'll build off of that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think if he really want to leave a place I've been looking at, maybe he can go to like a Philadelphia. Maybe they need somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? To get them over the hump. So it's somewhere for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't think the Clippers, man, I don't think the Clippers can pull it out without Kawhi. You know what I'm saying? I think PG, I think he's a Robin. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got it. Yeah, he done put up 20 points a game and this and that, but he don't have it. You know what I'm saying? They really need Kawhi to get them over the hump. And somebody, I don't know if it's the last caller or somebody, but somebody said Tyronn Lue is a genius. He ain't a goddamn genius. He had LeBron James on his team. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think that dude is a genius at all.
I said what he did was he put Steph Curry in pick and roll situations, and they capitalized off that moving forward in the series because they weren't doing that at first.
He ain't a genius, boo.
And that's what they're doing
not,
in this
series.
I'm sorry, but
okay, we'll see. I don't think they're going to pull it out. I don't think they, man, Beverly ain't all that. You know what I'm saying? And Devin Booker, who got beat legendary on him, he do need to step up and handle his business. I think the team played better without Chris Paul, man. I really do. I think he slows the game up for them. You know what I'm saying? That Atlanta and Bucks series, man, it's a good series. I think it's going to come down to a game seven. I think the Bucks going to win the next game if Giannis can get in there. The key to them, to me, is Holiday and Middleton, man. Them dudes got to have good games, man, because one thing I can say, man, Atlanta, man, they ain't got nothing to lose, man. They that Cinderella team, man, who done came in and, you know, been making noise, man. I got Rasheem, man, and they one player away, man, from really having it all, man. Trae Young, hey, man, that dude done came in and did the damn thing along with their coach, man. I hope they hire him full-time because I think he's an excellent coach, you know what I'm saying? He came in and did his thing, and he coaching them guys up, man. But like always, man, you guys been hot since y'all been back on the air. Every time I'm listening to y'all, the topic, everybody, man, I love you guys, man. And I'll be tuning in Saturday morning, man. And I love y'all, man. The show hot, man. Stay up, man. I love y'all.
D-Mac. Man, we appreciate it, D-Mac. No doubt. And as always, D-Mac, you know what to do. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. To tell a whole
great
lot of girlfriends.
Hey, she right here smiling, baby. She right here. She right here smiling. Yes,
no doubt, no doubt.
Hey, I wanted to rebuttal you, man, but you was great on that take today, man. So I couldn't even say nothing, baby. Great.
I love y'all, man. Saturday, man. I'll still be listening. Show hot as always.
No doubt. Amen. We got our next caller. He from down there where we want to call it Scoville, Bundy. We call it Down the Way. And we ain't going to say his real name, but we going to still call him Coach. Coach Day-Day, what the deal? You in the building, baby? How you doing
What's up, man?
Doing,
I'm okay, Coach. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, ecstatic, man. So hot. What's it take today, man?
Y'all, first of all, I want to say, man, you guys, all you guys, you, T-Roy, Coach Buck, all you guys are doing a great job with the show, man. I love getting on here. Love hearing y'all talk, man. Get a chance to listen to some real basketball, man. They need to get shape. Y'all did something for me last week. Now I'm starting to petition. I need y'all on first date. Somebody got Perkins, all that ridiculous shit they be saying. I need somebody to get on there and make them guys answer for some of that shit they be saying. Y'all gotta go on there, they gotta stand on some of them words. Draymond Green better than Charles Barkley. Kendrick Perkins talking about Russell Westbrook's top 5 point guard ever. Hey, y'all got to get on there and get them some real basketball facts, man. Because them guys are talking with their asshole, man.
That's what's up. Shout out to Styles, man. T-Row and my man Icy as well, man. Appreciate that, Dunk.
For sure, man. But a couple topics y'all hit on, man. Scottie Pippen out his damn mind, man. Something wrong with Scottie, man. Scotty doing what a lot of brothers, like my dude was saying, man. We shouldn't always have to tear somebody down to build ourselves up, man. You know, if you had a problem with all this stuff that was going on, you should have been spoke of it. You didn't like how you was portrayed in The Last Dance, but it wasn't like the shit didn't happen. The shit happened. You try to act like it never. You did what was shown. Then you want to say Mike Stage and shit talking about the story. He just said that for the cameras to see Kirk. Man, cut it out, man. Mike in the middle of a fucking basketball game. He ain't no actor. He's a basketball player. Mike ain't in a 9-damn movie. Come on, man. Accept what had happened in the past and move on, man. You can still sell your book without going out and personally attacking everybody and trying to insult motherfuckers. And I know y'all ain't going to like it. I know people going to say, you know, Coach Day, they out his damn mind. What'd he do? Is it because they beat him when they're in high school because he almost dunked on whatever? But, I mean, goddamn, man, sometimes a dude got to come down from the top, man. Like, I mean, the dude say, he say Kevin Durant can't surpass LeBron until he win a title back. Goddamn, he's 50 almost, man. And you watching the guy play. At this point in his career, Kevin Durant is not a better player than LeBron for his entire career. But as of today, tonight, Kevin Durant is better than LeBron tonight. But, again, I gave my word to myself. I ain't talking about Bron. The Clippers in the sun. The Clippers in the sun. The Clippers in the sun. The great series. I heard some guys complain and talk about guys getting injured and talking about how they was on TV talking about how all these stars getting injured. Man, nigga, everybody out here going to fucking work. Take y'all ass to work and play basketball. Get out there. Do what y'all got to do, man. Take care of your body. Y'all already low management. Ain't none of y'all playing the whole season anyway. So what are you talking about? The injuries are coming from guys playing. So I like where the game is at again. Clippers and the Sun, two teams that's not stacked. The Clippers got a great team, I think, and a lot of talent. The Suns are well coached. The Suns play very great together. It should be a barn burner tonight. I think the Clippers got enough guys to step up where they can stretch this thing out and put these guys in the game seven. The Clippers are a very deep team. They're being very deep team. And if the Suns come out there tonight and they do that pick and roll and they don't throw that damn ball to DeAndre Ayton, they deserve to lose. Because DeAndre Ayton out there with Patrick Beverly on him. He out there with Paul George on him. You say you want him to get a bag. Well, damn it, though, you want to say Tim Duncan, Elijah, and all these big guys you want to say and put his name in there. Well, throwing the ball on that block, let me see a jump hook. Let me see a drop step. Let me see a face-up rip through. Show me something, man. Show me that you deserve this $200 million contract done again. Tonight got to be on night. Because, like, it can't continually be on Devin Booker's wrist ball because Tyronn Lue's done a great job. He's forcing Devin Booker to play defense. And right now, Devin Booker's taking guard my mom. I think it's
going to
be a good one tonight.
What about Atlanta and Milwaukee? What do you think about that?
Guys, woo-wee. Hey, everybody was talking. Chris Middleton, he's really the Batman. Win it. Take him there.
it's funny how people say things about you. Then now you got to, hey, now you got to show it. I think for the look, if the Greek freak out, I see it going seven. But again, I just love it because you talk about anything can happen. For the past 7, 8, 9, 10 years, we pretty much knew the two teams that was going to the finals and what team was going to win it. This is the first year you watch the NBA basketball like it's NFL. You're excited. You don't know who's going to win game to game.
Three. That's real. You don't know who's going to win game from game. Man, we appreciate your call, Dunk. And let me ask you this, Dunk, before we let you go. As a coach, you see the backlash of, you know, the backdrop of now Chauncey has a job, now the fans in Portland are really not liking the hire because of that. You're a coach. What do you think about that before we let you go?
Oh, man, I think that's crazy. I think the brother was good enough to play in the league. He was good enough to go on ABC, ESPN and talk and do that. It was cool for him to be an assistant coach, but he can't be a head coach for something he did when he was 19. At some point in time, when did this go from over my head? You can't hold this over my head forever. I just think that if we move past it to allow him to do all these other jobs and be able to deal with the league, we should move past it for him to be a head coach. I don't know what happened. Again, like the other brother said, it was on. I didn't even know it happened. I'm 37. I ain't never heard this shit. I ain't never heard it before. This is my first time hearing of it. But again, the dude been working. He's been a model citizen since then. You haven't heard nothing about it. But yet again, just like they said on TV, you want to say this about a basketball, a black basketball coach, you just let a man run the fucking country who had multiple infractions. And ain't nobody taking shit. That's kind of weird to me. We talking about coaching a basketball team.
Ooh,
we talking about basketball. Man, we ain't he ain't dating nobody's daughter and nothing with basketball. Y'all just let the man who run our country, he motherfucking sticking his fingers up women's ass as they walk past. But he can run the country. But this man can't coach basketball. Man, that's horseshit. I think like as African-Americans, the black athletes, we got to start standing up for each other. If it's a problem with him coaching, well, maybe it's a problem with me playing. How about that?
Three. Man. What a call. Dunk, we need you to stay on the line, man. We got the big dummy of the day coming up. And as always, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets, when we come back, we got the big dummy of the day. Oh, my goodness. It's Frenzy. Wild Out Wednesday at its finest. At its finest. Ooh, we the Q-Hot. Man, OG the Bug, give us some fire, man. What we got, man? Give us some future. Remember, he wanted some future. T-Mac wanted some future.
I see a PMC beat. So what the fuck is up? Putting powder on the street cause I got big fucking nuts. Coming back from Louisiana in a Fleetwood land. I deserve them niggas some shit to put the seeds on their back. Got the pounds going for broke cause you know I just pay two. Nigga bought 30 from it so I'm running 42. He gon' pop for 700 times 62. 24-8 is what I did so nigga fuck what you do. If I told you cocaine numbers you would think I was lying. Young ass niggas 22 was talking about they was trying. In the game ain't a thing coming foreign with Ben. Rick at home two apartments where I entertain friends. More bounce to the ounce cause the boom the shit. I done got me 50 ounces out of burden this bitch. Tighten up, no slack, bitches checking my stock. Got some birds, I said a nigga, some go rock a rock. Just got back from California, kicked it with be legit. Put me down with purple chronic and that hurricane shit. At the studio with Tone, man, I wish I could stay. I got the hot ass masterpiece cause we got money to make. It went players from the South Stack, geez, man. Like ball, I got a stack, big cheese, man. Bitch, say you wanna show you got 9 grand. I ain't rapping shit until my money in my hand. Stop texting, motherfucker, that's where I stay. Getting money from your bitches every goddamn day. Big paper, I'm folding. Hoes is on my motherfucking dock for all the shit I be holding. I hate clown me and show it. Especially them fools that take a silent and got my niggas don't know it. Kick it with the tree of niggas so you best not trill. If you keep on popping shit, my niggas get me clear. Nigga.
I'm the king of moving chickens, not them finger licking. Chicken niggas that be tricking, you need a swift kicking. Yo ass is right for the picking, now as my pocket sticking. I'm be kicking nickel clicking, you sick when I be clicking. Now take a look at the bigger nigga, my liquor swigger. Play a hater, ditch jigger, figure my hair trigger. Give a hop one in your liver, you shiver, shake and quiver. I'm frivolous, silver nigga, get wetter than a river. For what it's worth, it's the birth of some niggas doing dirt. Fuck a first engine off the skirt, make a pussy hurt. It's a master, hit the switcher faster. Then you keep a blitzer faster, fuck your sister pastor. Hit the elbow for sale, yo brother, bet I have my mail, ho. Before I catch a murder case and go to jail, oh, hell no. Time to bail, hit the trail, so we can sell more. Fucking yell, get the jail, no. Other bullet duckers get shoved inside of this game. They bear the buckers, cause the clutches, they love us. Make them glad dick suckers, shake they jelly like muckers. I hit like nunchuckers, cause your Texas bring the ruckus. This for my motherfuckers, crooked cheese, some crooked keys. Rockin' up on the keys to get the hook with ease. Wanna bees, get on your knees, feel the squeeze. From them HK13s, from here to overseas. We do what we please, don't trip as we flip. Light up a dip, I'm breaking them out from the hip to your lip. Go at that boy, tip that nigga buzz rip. With one clip, soon as the gun slip. Now I done whipped out my Morelli, flying through your belly, belly. And some smelly red jelly is dripping out of your belly. Surf them up like a deli, just on my cellular telly. Hotel it like it's going out of style. You can't see me, Marcus, so have a motherfucking tweet and a smile.
It's the streets and talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. Oh my! I'm your host, L Boogie. We got T Roll, Styles the Guy, ICE, OG the Buck. We make up the Dream Team. We on every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. We in the building, baby. It's that time of the show, man. And today, my man's in them. It got to go out to my man's in them, Mike Budenholzer. Hey, listen, man. Oh, Mike, remember this guy. He did 5 years in Milwaukee, man. I mean, excuse me, in Atlanta. Okay? He lost in the first round. He lost in the conference finals, got swept. Lost in the semis and lost in the first round. Then his last season there, didn't even make the playoffs. Then you get picked up by Milwaukee. You lose in the final, in the conference finals. You lose in the semi. So your career record, you only have a 58% chance of winning. And you're in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Atlanta Hawks did not have Trae Young. We thought their only possible chance of winning. And you lost by more than 20 points. What did you and your coaching staff put together? Oh, my goodness. So the last day for June in 2021 on the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show, Mike Budenholzer, you get the boot. You are the big dummy of the day.
You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah, you dummy. Man. Oh, Mike. I see him coming. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh. Mikey ain't got no luck in the playoffs, do it.
Man. I hope the Bucks stopped here.
He ain't came out the East. He better not try to come to the West. It's going to be even tougher.
Man. T-Rizzy, it's that time of the show, man. I see the CO's coming. They about to put us back in the cell, man. You got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Oh, man, shout out to the Dream Team. You know what it is, STG. That boy ICE in case of emergency. My big brother OG the Buck. My boy that boo me. Hey, to all the callers in the queue, y'all know I see you, man. It's number love. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the fam, man. It's Wednesday. It's Wild Out.
Okay. So if you catch me on the news, flipping over a police car,
Don't worry about it. I'll get bailed out. Because I'm going to flip some shit tonight if the Phoenix Suns win. I ain't even no Suns fan. I'm just going to entertain myself just because. You dig? So as soon as I get off work, your boy headed downtown. I got the bottle in the back seat. I just need to give me a cup of ice on my way out. And, yeah, man. Gonna go down here and see what happens this evening. Even though we ain't playing in Arizona. Yeah, man. So love you boys, man. And to everybody in the street, y'all know I catch you on Super Saturday. ICE, what's happening, baby?
Hey, baby. Great show today, y'all, man. I love y'all guys. Great shit always in the back, baby. It was Wild Out Wednesday today, man. All the text was off the hook, man. Keep it going, baby. I love it, man. But one word for y'all, man. Pippen was right again. Y'all don't want to listen to the truth, baby. Y'all go here. We know Mike the greatest scorer in the world, but you had to have somebody else to lead the team. You couldn't do, Michael couldn't lead the team in assists, rebounds, and steals, and blocks like LeBron did in a lot of those years, man. So I still think you had to get a Pippen to win with Michael Jordan, and I don't think nobody in the NBA was that good to play defense and run a team like him. So he might have only won one or two. He wasn't going to win no six with him, so I give him one or two. And that's my take on Hot Wednesday, baby. He might have won one or two, baby. You heard it from me. Yeah, he went winning with Dennis Hodgson or Brad Sellers.
OG the Puck, you got some shout-outs before we get out of here?
Oh, I be wilding out on Wednesday. Don't even mind.
Yeah, indeed.
I want to shout out all the callers, man. The callers that couldn't get in today, man. We was up against it. We trying to get ready for this game in 18 minutes. We couldn't get all y'all in. We appreciate you calling, man. Beat up. I see you out there. I can't name everybody because we up against it. My man Jeff. All the callers that called in. My man John. D-Mac. D-Mac, thanks for telling your girlfriend to get you with you, bro. We appreciate it. My man, Ross. Oh, man. My man out in Arizona, Coach Chandler. Man, we appreciate the call, man. I'm going to drop a dream to you, man. I see S-T-G. My man, T-Rizzy. T-Rizzy always coming with you. You know what I mean? My man, L. Boogie. Great show. I ain't been here in about a month, man. I love it, man. I love you guys, man. Without the callers, nothing. Nothing. Hey, that is great call, bro. Great energy, man. I just need everybody in this whole queue. Everybody listening across the whole country. And in the world, right, Buck? In the world, right?
In the world. In the world.
For OG Buck. Picture me, Rose.
Hey, man, I want to give a shout-out to the Dream Team, ICE, T-Row, Styles of God, Super Producer, Traffic Controller, OG the Buck. I want to give a shout-out to B-Dub, my man D-Mac, man, my man Kaz out there in Delaware, my man Trizzy Trey out there in AZ, Russ in AZ, my man E out in Spain, all the callers down in Australia, man, we see you off in the queue. These funny numbers, man. We see it. We appreciate you. We get you on next time, man. Hey, remember, go back and listen to yourself, callers. If you want to listen to any of our shows, blogtalkradio.com, category sport, search box, that's DA, the streets is talking. Keep inspiring us. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. We see you Saturday, 10 a.m.
Can't stop. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo, Mo Brink. Sad dog, what's up? Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.